Hey, C3 family, there are only three chapters of Hebrews left. We're on Monday's reading of Hebrews 11. Before I get to that, there are only 29 chapters of the entire New Testament that are left to finish out the New Testament. If you have been on this journey with me this whole year, thank you so much. I know you've grown. I've grown. And if you jumped on a little later on, just know that we're going to keep the new in 22 up into 2023. So if you want to go back, just know that I'll be always saying this is new in 22 for this day. But we're going to leave that up for the rest of you. But 29 chapters left. That's unbelievable. It has gone quickly for me, even with the studying and even with the recording and the writing for these. I have thoroughly enjoyed it. And I've grown too. I just want you to know that as we get closer to the book of Revelation, we're not going to obviously have time for an in-depth study of the book of Revelation. There are so many different viewpoints. It is not written in an easy-to-understand language. I am not a Bible scholar, so I'm going to give you an overview when we get to that book. I don't quite know yet how we're going to do it. So we've got 29 days or less before we finish New in 22. But for today, I'm going to share with you Hebrews chapter 11, which is by far my favorite chapter of the book of Hebrews. And the first verse, it says it all. It says, Now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. So let's look at this word. There's a little word study in a Bible that I have. It's called the First Century Study Bible, and it does a word study on this word confidence. So I want to read that verse one more time, and then I want to read the note here on confidence. Now, faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. Now, other versions say of what we do not yet see. That changes it just a little bit. So think about that. So this word study of this word confidence, hypostasis is the word that it comes from in English, that it comes into English from. And this word can also be translated substance. So now faith is substance or assurance or firmness or steadiness or pledge of what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. It says, with a more Jewish understanding of faith as faithfulness, quote, confidence and quote, assurance are born from action and experience more than a sort of blind trust in what is unknown. In one sense, the actions of faith appear to be the substance of faith. Okay, I know that's a lot. You might go back and listen to that again. But back to verse 1. Now, faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not yet see. So as we read here in Hebrews 11, it doesn't give you really a very in-depth history lesson, but it goes through and it gives a list of people who showed faith, great faith. In fact, this chapter is known as the Hall of Faith, like the Hall of Fame, but the Hall of Faith chapter. And so this is a list of people that the writer of Hebrews gives that were faithful people, people who trusted God. He lists Abel, that was Adam and Eve's second son, Enoch. If you read your Bible, you'll see that only two people have ever gone to heaven without dying first. Enoch was one of them. Noah, Abraham, Sarah. And then we get down to verse 13. Listen to this. This is something that I think is important for us to see. All these people were still living by faith when they died. Ooh, that's good, isn't it? And then listen. They did not receive the things promised. They only saw them and welcomed them from a distance, admitting that they were foreigners and strangers on earth. People who say such things show that they are looking for a country of their own. If they had been thinking of the country they had left, they would have had opportunity to return. Now listen to verse 16. Instead, they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. I want to encourage you to spend some time on verses 13 to 16 today. This is not our home. It's not, like I always say, it's not about here and it's not about now. But these people understood that they were foreigners on earth. This wasn't what it was all about. And then he goes on and he lists more people of faith. He talks about Abraham again. Abraham's son Isaac, Isaac's son Jacob. He talks about Joseph from the Old Testament. Moses' parents he brings up. He brings up Moses himself. He talks about the Hebrews who escaped Egypt when the Red Sea was departed from slavery in Egypt from the Pharaoh. He talks about Joshua and the Hebrew army when Jericho fell. He talks about Rahab, Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, prophets, women of great faith, persecuted people with great faith here. This is something I want to remind you of as you read today. As we look through this list of people with great faith, there's a lot of people in this list that were flawed people. As I look through this list, oh my goodness, Isaac was flawed. Jacob was flawed. Joseph had seemed to be flawless, but when he was a young man, it sure seems like he had a lot of pride. The Hebrews who escaped Egypt are named as people of great faith, yet they whined and complained all the way through the desert for 40 years, right? It even lists Rahab. Now, if you're not familiar with the account of Rahab, before they went in and defeated Jericho, this is Joshua and the Hebrew army when they were going to God's promised holy land. Rahab is a prostitute that helped the spies keep from getting caught. And because of that, Rahab was spared when the city fell. So the author of Hebrews talks about some people with great faith that also weren't perfect. The author goes on to talk about Gideon. Gideon was a chicken at the beginning. Gideon was a chicken. Samson didn't have very good judgment. David was somebody who was a fornicator, right? We look through these people here. They're not perfect people, but they were people of great faith, people who desired to follow God, people who came around. Verse 39, as we finish this out, and 40, these were all commended for their faith, yet none of them received what had been promised, since God had planned something better, the book of better things, for us, so that only together with us would they be made perfect. This is not, chapter 11, a promise that we will always get what we hope for. We will always get what we don't see. It's not a promise that whatever we ask for, we'll just automatically get it, because we have to also think about God's plan and God's will in regards to it. We have to remember that it's not about here and it's not about now. But all of these people had one thing in common. Besides being imperfect, they were people who were commended by God for their faith. When I get to heaven, I want to be commended by God for my faith, even when I didn't see it, even when I didn't experience everything that I wanted to experience, even when I didn't reach all of my goals. I want to meet God and I want to hear those words, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." Would you live your life that way with me, so that we can together be able to look back, if we get the opportunity in our last days, and say, "I may not have been perfect, but I was faithful." That's my goal. I'm not there yet. That's my goal, though. Is that your goal as well? I sure hope it is. I'll be back with you tomorrow for Hebrews chapter 12.